If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Franco from Bellevue is. Franco, are you there?
Liquor and whores.
Oh, all yeah. Right.
Too early for that. Come on.
Says who?
Just stick with the whores. Wow.
Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Okay.
For those playing at home, Franco has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Who is Scooby-Doo's nephew?
Scrappy?
Yes. How many colors are on the French flag?
3.
Correct. Where on the body would you find the lacrimal bone?
Neck, back,
no.
Foot.
What was the last one?
Foot.
No. Which is the densest planet in our solar system?
Jupiter.
No.
Saturn.
No.
Uranus.
No. Which Midwestern state produces the most soybeans?
Idaho.
No.
Wyoming.
No.
Kentucky.
No. A male horse is a colt until it reaches what age?
2, 3, 4.
No, no, no. Who is the lead singer of Hailstorm?
Jeez. Me, you, him.
No, no, no. Vienna is the capital of which country?
Austria.
Yes. How many gold medals did Michael Phelps win at the 2016 Olympics?
6, 7, 8.
No, no, no. What popular drink was originally marketed as Fruit Smack?
Fanta.
Chef. No.
I don't know.
You got 3 correct there, Franco.
Wow. Wow, I'm going to hang up. Thank you.
Wow.
It went so well, Steve.
Yeah?
That Franco already disconnected.
Oh, mic drop.
He did.
A mic? All right. That could be good or very bad. I'm assuming very bad.
Yeah. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. Who is Scooby-Doo's nephew?
A Scrappy-Doo.
Yes. How many colors are on the French flag?
There are 3 colors.
There are. Where on the body would you find the lacrimal bone?
Do you like Scrappy-Doo, by the way?
Sure.
Okay, good. Some people don't like Scrappy. He's very polarizing. I think he's awesome. What? Huh?
Where on the body would you find the lacrimal bone?
I'm going to say on the stomach.
No.
The chest?
No.
The elbow?
No. Which is the densest planet in our solar system?
That would be Uranus, Terran.
It would not be.
Jupiter?
No.
Mars?
No. Which Midwestern state produces the most soybeans?
I'm going to have to go with Illinois.
Yes! A male horse is a colt until it reaches what age?
13.
No.
5?
Yes.
What?
Who is the lead singer of Hailstorm?
Oh, they just played last night. Shout out to my buddy Tony F. Mitchell, my tattoo artist. He was sending me pictures and videos from the show. They sounded great. Lizzie Hale.
Yes. Vienna is the capital of which country?
Sausage.
No.
Austria.
Yes. How many gold medals did Michael Phelps win at the 2016 Olympics?
I think it was 9.
No.
8?
No.
10.
No. Damn. What popular drink was originally marketed as Fruit Smack?
Gatorade?
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. And that is a win. Nice. 6-3.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The lacrimal bone is located on your face. Mm. I would have accepted head as okay. Well. The densest planet in our solar system is planet Earth.
Really?
We're living it up right now here.
Rare that planet Earth is the answer to any of your planet questions.
It's usually not. How many gold medals did Michael Phelps win at the 2016 Olympics? It was 5. And the drink originally called Fruit Smack is Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Some good stuff right there.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a new feature on the Odyssey app, and it makes it very easy to leave us a voice message whenever you feel like it. And we do get these messages on there. Some of them, of course, are very interesting.
Somebody wants to talk about sharks. Another person wants my advice when it comes to hairstylists.
That makes no sense at all.
None at all.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Def Leppard.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
It would make our day to hear from you. So go ahead, slide into our voice messages through the Odyssey app. Totally free to download it for your smartphone. Steve, what is the situation like today?
Well, you got some interesting voice messages all over the board, from hairstylists to people who have issues with the weather to somebody who wants to talk about something that's very popular for some. I'm not sure if it's popular for us this week, but let's find out. Are you ready for the first voice message through the Odyssey
app? I am so ready.
I haven't heard you guys talk about Shark Week yet. Are any of you guys fans of it?
Danny, yes. Are you excited?
I got really excited because I was watching it last night
for 3.5 hours. I got nervous. I was like, for a second, is Danny having a heart attack? Can any of us help him? But so you are a Shark Week guy.
No, I just got into it this year. And how long has Shark Week been going on? Like 20 years?
Forever.
And this week is Shark Week.
Yeah. And it was the first time I ever watched it. I don't even know why I got sucked into it, but I watched Great Whites versus the Great Squid of the Sea and how they do it, and it was amazing. I was like telling Lily about it, and she was just rolling her eyes at me.
She's so uninterested. She's like, Dad, Shark Week is so lame.
I was so into it.
I just found out that Danny is passionate about three things: emo night, pop punk music, and Shark Week.
Yeah. And scared of whales. Who could win in a fight, a whale or a shark? Do you like sharks because they could take out the whales?
No, I don't really. I'm scared of both of them, guys. But, like, I was just fascinated. I can watch a documentary about a whale or a shark, but they just both scare me because they're large.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Have you yet checked out Dancing with Sharks, which is part of Shark Week, where Tom Bergeron returns as the host?
No.
Yes.
That's amazing. No, I haven't seen that one. Okay.
I think it's he guides 5 divers in an underwater dance-off with the sharks.
Oh, my God. They've really thought of it all now.
They've jumped the shark, I believe. Sorry.
Also, this might be a stupid question, but my wife and I were talking about it at dinner tonight. If you were in the water and you saw a shark, what would you do?
Die.
I think you're supposed to punch it in the face or poke it in the eye.
Okay, let's see what he says.
Would you stay still? Would you swim? Would you punch the shark? What's your plan?
Punch the shark sounds like something that I once got caught by my grandma doing.
She's still praying for you somewhere out there, Steve.
Oh, is she okay?
She is.
Yeah.
I think punching the shark is the move. I've also seen, this is so stupid, but I saw this one diver showing that, like, yeah, you just redirect their, when they come at you, you redirect their nose. You just push them down.
Oh, like, well, I thought like with like a pylon. Yeah. Go this way. Can't
you,
also, yeah.
You just push their nose down. It's that easy. And then you're fine.
I don't know. I definitely wouldn't try and swim because I'm not fast on land, and I definitely am not fast in sea. I think I would go for the punch just because, in my opinion, I'm dying.
Yeah.
Like, I see the shark. I'm like, if I make it out of this alive, that's a miracle. So I might as well at least throw a punch. And if I make it out alive, I have the greatest story I could ever share about the time I punched a shark.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in the water with the shark. So I'll watch him on TV. That's about as close as I'm getting, guys.
Danny's like, I don't need to worry about this in a hot tub.
No, I don't.
All right, you ready for our next voice message?
So ready.
All right, guys, so my husband's giving me a real hard time because I just mentioned to him how I've been going to the same hairstylist for the last 17 years because I don't want to hurt her feelings. I've been going there for so long. I feel like she's kind of my therapist, even though, honestly, for the last 5 years, I haven't necessarily liked the haircuts that she's been giving me. My husband thinks I'm completely insane, and I just need to cut ties with her. But, Taryn, do you get what I'm saying? Or, Megs, with your glorious locks, how do you handle this?
I punch a shark. That's how I handle it.
I mean, it is one of the most awkward situations to have to break up with your hairstylist. Because a lot of times...
I don't understand this.
Especially if you're getting, like, color done and all that, you have to book out, like, you know, a couple months in advance.
Okay, so have you ever had to switch hairstylists?
The only reason I ever switched a hairstylist was because her prices got too high.
I'm asking because I think it's time.
Okay. It was too expensive. And I told her, like, hey, financially, like, you're just a little bit out of my budget. And it was a very awkward conversation. And I did feel bad because we did become kind of close.
Because I remember I had a friend where they were complaining about it. I'm like, well, just go to a different hairstylist. And, like, her and her other friend that was also female was just both like, you can't do that. I was like, what do you mean? Just go to, like, you're giving them money. You owe... If you don't want to use them, just don't use them.
I mean,
but I'm also the bald guy who shaves my own head, so I don't have to worry about this dynamic in this relationship.
It also, finding someone that you are confident and putting trust in.
But if they're sucking at their job, then.
Well, yes, but then.
So you trust them to do a bad job?
But I guess because the person is doing a bad job, that might make you even more afraid of the next person doing a worse job. Well, someone you're not familiar with.
You think they're like on like a group chat, all the hairstyles? Like, Tyron just left me. Go F her hair up.
Get her.
Well, Danny, I mean, I know you traveled to New Mexico to get your hair done.
Yeah, I will always go to my hairstylist, Ricky, if I have the chance. I don't like it. He's the best, and I don't ever want to break up with him. So there's that. But think about it this way, Steve. Do you have loyalty to a tattoo artist?
I knew that was going to happen. It's, I do.
Yeah.
But I've gotten tattoos from other people.
I know, but it's weird. I used to have like a very possessive tattoo artist. So he was very like, you got a tattoo there? And I was like, yeah, I did. And it was like, it was the most awkward conversation. I had to break up with him eventually.
Oh,
see, I think that's also funny. Like, for the most part, yeah, I have one guy I'll go to. But there have been times where I've gotten Tony F. and Mitchell. Shout out to Tony. He's a great dude. But there have been times where I've gotten like the Kraken tattoo, and never once did he say, hey, what's up with that? Because it's not like as if he's just loyal to just me. He has other clients.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like he's it's not like I'm gonna be like, dude, I saw you give a tattoo to another guy. What's going on with that?
How dare you?
Like, I mean, we should not be living this kind of like fear of going to get you taking your business elsewhere.
From this day forward.
Hey, if you need to break up with your hairstylist, Steve, just call him. He yeah. will break up with them for you.
I'll be your hair agent.
I love that. This is a great new, a little side gig for you, a side hustle.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll make $0 from it. The Daily
Mix Show. We are so grateful to everyone who has already donated to Kicks for Kids this year. We've teamed up with Mary's Place 6 years running now to put brand new sneakers on local children in need.
Oh, and dude, shout out to some of the Rockaholics who have said that. We just got another anonymous donation. I love, like, just the giving spirit. Somebody doesn't even want their name out there. But, hey, thank you for donating $50. That will put a brand new pair of shoes on a kid in need. And they pick out the shoes, which I think is the best part.
Very special.
Also, shout out to Michelle Harrapat, who donated $69, joining the 69 nice. Club. Let's see how many $69 donations we could get this morning.
Go over to KISW.com and join the 69 Club.
Hey, it's Morgan Abscher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Miggs, yesterday we got the down low on your trip to Leavenworth, your family yeah. camping trip.
Family, can't wait to do it again.
We covered a lot of ground, but there's one thing we did not talk about.
Yes.
And that is apparently Tatum's new obsession.
So when you go to Leavenworth, you know there's like a store for everything. And then none of the stores make any sense. There seems to be like no rhyme or reason. You just kind of bounce the story. There's a store for hats. There's a store for this. There's a store for that. One store, I don't know why, but Tatum just became obsessed with, to the point where she convinced the in-laws, grandma and grandpa to buy or something from there. And then before we left, she convinced good old dad over here to go back to that store and buy some more stuff. So you've been to Leavenworth,
of
right?
Of course.
Danny, you haven't?
Nope.
No. Okay, so this will be a harder guess for you. Any guesses, just from like the overall vibe you've had going to Leavenworth, what is something that she could possibly be obsessed with?
Nutcrackers.
Ooh. Nutcrackers. Interesting. Well, let's check out the audio and see what Tatum had to say.
Tatum, how many nutcrackers have you bought?
How did you figure that out?
Because I love going to the Nutcracker Museum.
There's a Nutcracker Museum, and then next to it is a freaking store. And it's July. July 22nd. We're nowhere near Christmas, and Tatum is obsessed with nutcrackers.
And you would think that maybe they would have a sale on nutcrackers in the summer. No, they're very expensive no matter what time of year you're shopping
right.
for them.
You know what's funny is because I had some friends at my 20-year reunion that I went to, and they find out I'm in Seattle, and they're like, man, I really want to go to Washington, but to go to that one like little Christmas town, Leavenworth. And so it's like, Leavenworth is the thing. I was like, oh, you have to book like a year in advance. And they're like, yeah, I heard that there's like crazy like decorations and nutcrackers. They brought up nutcrackers this weekend.
See, I never think of Leavenworth as being a Christmas town. I know that they have like a Christmas ornament store, they have the Nutcracker store, the Nutcracker Museum, but to me it's just a Bavarian village.
Sure.
And you go there to get pretzels. All right, here.
Tatum, how many nutcrackers have you bought while we've been in Leavenworth?
Four.
Why do you love nutcrackers so much?
I don't know. To paint them.
That's awesome. Which one's this one?
The
Candyman?
So they have ones that you can paint. And so now she has, now we have a bunch of
custom,
interestingly painted nutcrackers. And the best part is she painted them, she put them back in the box, and she's going to store them until Christmas.
I love her so much.
It's so sad.
So how many nutcrackers did you guys have before acquiring four nutcrackers?
Zero.
Really?
This was never a thing.
Welcome to the dark side, because Brad and I have a lot of nutcrackers.
We might have had one or two somewhere. When I was a kid, though, the funny part was I loved nutcrackers. Like, I didn't love going to a store because I didn't know there was a store that existed. I didn't want to paint them. I just wanted them already, you know, I wanted them already put together and good to go.
Oh, was one of the four the Coug one? Because there's a nutcracker. It's Butch the Cougar. Butch T. Cougar.
Yeah, we got that one, and then we threw it against the wall.
Oh, God.
They had, like, I don't know if it was a nutcracker, but they had, like, a Bowie Christmas ornament, a Seahawk one, too.
How much are you spending on these nutcrackers?
Well, Danny, two of them were the painted kind.
Okay.
And then two were, like, small little, like, tree ornament ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I dropped $35.
Okay.
And so that means, because you got the exact same thing with the in-laws, so they also dropped $35. So together, $70 have been spent in Leavenworth for nutcrackers in the summer.
I like that she is working all the angles that she has. She's a smart businesswoman.
Oh, she convinced me. And I'm like, sure, before we leave, if you're good, like, yeah, you've been awesome. We'll go get you a nutcracker. That's great. So we go to Leavenworth, because we're at the KOA. We get there, and they're not open yet, because we're trying to leave Sunday morning. And I'm like, crap, they're closed. And it says they open at 11. I'm like, well, it's 10:40. We can stick around for 20 minutes. So we just basically hung out in Leavenworth for 20 extra minutes just so that we could go in the store. And I thought, oh, we're going to be the only two people that walk in. No, there was like 10 people waiting to go into this nutcracker store. This place is crazy.
I mean, it's a slippery slope. You start with four, Steve. It's going to get out of hand.
Yeah, I think she wants to go back to Leavenworth just to get more nutcrackers.
I'm excited for you guys.
I'm not.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
I love that you guessed it.
That was so random. Well, what about you, Rockaholics? Do you have a strange obsession that you've gotten into lately? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us about it. Maybe your kid, much like Tatum, is hooked on something totally random. Yeah. We want to hear that story. Call 206-803-ROCK and we will take your calls after Aerosmith. Migs, I am very excited about your daughter's latest obsession, which is nutcrackers.
Nutcrackers in July.
So we're curious, what about you, Rockaholics? What are you currently obsessed with? Or maybe something that your kid is hooked on that is completely random. We want to hear the story. Call 206-803-ROCK. Marty from Renton, what about you? What are you obsessed with currently?
Hey there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Excellent. I am currently obsessed with becoming a chef.
Now,
Are you
watching like a bunch of like Instagram influencers and like YouTube videos? Like, how so?
Oh, good God. Yes. To the nth degree. So, I'm going to try to sum this up as quick as I can because I get it. I have spent a career in healthcare and administration, executive administration. I got incredibly sick last year. I started going to ER and stuff, ended up with organ failure, almost died. I was 104 pounds and I had a feeding tube and couldn't stand on my own strength. I had something called an encephalopathy. Because of my organ failure, the toxins built up in your brain, my liver wasn't clearing them, my kidneys were shut down. And you lose your mind. Like, the biggest thing is you lose all of your executive function. So I had no idea who I was, I knew who I was, but what day it was, what season. So picture this. It is fall, and I'm on a feeding tube. tube, and all they want me to do is eat, and all food, hospital food particularly, makes me vomit. My husband comes every morning, every day, to see me and brings me, like, a good coffee and some...
Okay, I got it. Okay, hold on one second. Let's just get it. I want to hear the rest of the story, though, so let's not hang up on her, but please don't drop the S-bomb again.
Thank you.
I get it. You're very passionate about what you're telling us, but this is... this is insane.
So I'm watching the Food Network because it's like the only channel on the TV in the hospital that will function. And it's Halloween and they're doing all kinds of stuff, right? So in my dementia, because it really becomes dementia and you really lose touch with reality, I am convinced that I am on a circus train and the doctor treating me for my conditions is an evil ringmaster and it's not a hospital, we're at a carnival. And my husband's like, no, that's not what's happening, Marty. So the only thing I was obsessed with was Food Network. And as I'm hallucinating all this stuff, I just become fixated to the point that I'm starting to create recipes and stockpile my phone. It's an explosion of a cookbook. Insane. So I decided through relearning to walk, physical therapy, reclaiming my life, coming back from the brink of death, I've never thought in my life I would be that close to death and come this far. And everyone's like, what did you do to fix it? Because I'm no longer on an organ transplant list. My levels are normal. And I'm on my way to PT now, as a matter of fact. But I got obsessed with chefing. So I'm creating a merch line called Feral Chef. I've always loved to cook. I'm Italian. I've always been an aspiring writer. And I am hashtagging the bejesus out of everything I'm doing. So fierce, fiery and fabulous. That's Feral Chef. That's my hashtag.
Well, I'm glad that things have turned around for you. And, you know, hallucinating and good food are two of my favorite things. So I'm all in for this.
So as you can imagine, you should see my pantry now. It's egregiously not to be believed. It's crazy.
Well, Marty, for real though, I'm so glad that you're doing better. And I look forward to hearing more about what you do with your food.
And my child is equally obsessed. So I have an adult daughter that lives with me who ironically is a pizza chef at The Rock, Woodfire Pizza in Renton, shout out. And so she's my sous chef. So we're getting shirts that say like, yes, chef needs more salt or just more salt and like, oh, go cry in the walk-in, that kind of thing. So
that's awesome.
Right,
Marty.
On, Marty. Oh, my gosh. I like that she said that she's Italian and she's a good chef because you're Italian and you're a terrible chef.
Wow. You haven't eaten my tamales.
I don't want your
tamales
African.
Italian.
I don't want your matter. African chicken.
That was a bad call. I started off real bad, but I've improved over time. And I make the best Italian tamales you'll ever have.
All right, prove it.
I don't know. Now I got to figure it out. Is Marty available to help me figure this out?
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Chef Steve?
Thank you.
He has 242 wins, 74 losses, and 58 ties in 2025. And were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40? Three correct answers were revealed for the upcoming game. Call 206-803-ROCK if you think you can beat Migs at 7:50.
Plus, you liked my sliders.
They're all right.
Wow. This is your narrative now.
Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.